This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, October 9th. God's word to you today is unstoppable. Our scripture reading is taken from John 6, verse 17, and it says, "Then Jesus said, I chose the 12 of you, but one is a devil." Jesus tells us in Matthew 10, verse 36, "Your enemies will be right in your own household." You have to consistently scan the people around you. Lucifer was not Satan from the beginning, until iniquity was found in him. The fact that someone was loyal to you 5 years ago does not mean he or she is still loyal now. Judas did not betray Jesus from the beginning. Jesus said, "I chose you 12, and one is a devil." You have to consistently scan the people around you so that you can pick up bad eggs. However, know that a bad egg today can be good tomorrow, except he or she is the son of perdition. Your friends can become your enemies for several reasons. Friends can become enemies sometimes because they envy the favor on your life. Why is he the only one getting gifts all the time? Why is she the only one winning awards and getting scholarships? Why are their children so brilliant? Who does he think he is? Someone once said about someone else, "Why does her own husband take care of her?" My response was, "How is that a sin? And what else should he be doing?" Friends become enemies sometimes for vengeance, and sometimes it is just totally baseless. They know your past, but they have refused to accept your present and your future. Such people have become your enemy. Do not be deceived. Some people will never accept God's calling on your life. Even if God uses you to raise 100 dead people, they will still want to pull your nose and abuse you. It is because they have refused to accept your greatness. But guess what? God does not need their permission or that of anyone else to make you great. That is why he says, "I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies." Our God is just amazing. Amen. If God is your shepherd, he will set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Have you come across people that try to hide what God is doing because they are trying to avoid enemies? Guess what? The reason you are able to hide it is because it is too small. I pray that God will set a table before you that will be impossible to hide, and your enemies will be powerless to do anything about it, in Jesus' name. Ask Joseph. When he became a prime minister, what could his brothers do to him? Nothing. All they could do was bow and smile. God is saying to you today, "I am here with you, and they cannot do anything to you. I set the table, and I provide the protection." The enemy's only option is to smile at your set table because they have been paralyzed. Do not mistake enemy friendliness for loyalty. Let us pray. Father, fill my heart with wisdom and discernment. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.